as from the public health perspective, what should pregnant women or women who are thinking of becoming pregnant in the United States, what should they do?
Well, if you're staying in the United States right now, there are no local transmitted cases. So women in the United States getting pregnant should not be worried about anything regarding pregnancy. If you're pregnant, thinking of becoming pregnant, might be pregnant, definitely you should not travel to the areas where there are outbreaks, such as South America, the Caribbean, and Central America. So the CDC travel advisory should be adhered to by pregnant women.
What if there does become a local case in the United States? Does that totally change the equation?
Well, yeah, it depends on the extent of local case in the United States. If you just have a couple of clusters that you can essentially sustain the suppression of it by not allowing it to become widespread, very likely any major change there. But if we do get widespread changes, then we're going to have to re-examine. The CDC in real time always examines what the situation is and makes recommendations accordingly. For example, we just found out over a period of several weeks that there is now sexual transmission from men to women. So there is, and from men to even a male sexual partner, there was a case of that. So the recommendation now that if you're a man and you go to this area and you might be infected and come back, you should refrain from sex or use safe sex for at least 6 months if you don't have a pregnant partner, or if you have a pregnant partner, for the entirety of the pregnancy. So one should follow those recommendations that are very well delineated by the CDC.